The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots, fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Right and stand up to what's wrong. We must take America back, now and forever, with God in his rightful place. Then he will bless and protect the U.S. We must take America back. We must take America.
Well, good evening, everybody. This is the National Intel Report, May 4th. Wow. Almost Cinco de Mayo for those of you who enjoy that. And I'm Tom D. I'm your host today. And I have Luca going to join us again. And I had a really good time with him for the last couple of shows. So we'll get to him in a second. And our call-in number, 512-248-8252, if you want to call in and give us your opinions, your thoughts, your feelings, your whatever. I know some of you are in Ohio, and you're not real happy about J.D. Vance getting winning the election, and from everything I can figure out, too, that he is a... wolf in sheep's clothing there, because he had actually denounced Donald Trump for a while, and then all of a sudden he changed his colors and decided, well, if I'm going to get in, I guess I'm going to need him. So I don't know. A lot of things going on. The leak at the Supreme Court's one of the biggest things that interests me, since I'm a paralegal. And I'll tell you what, if they don't figure out who did this, then they're, you know, it's just going to happen again and again. And now, I don't know, the Supreme Court is, you know, even judges at regular courts don't like their stuff getting cut loose until they're ready to do it. And I'm just curious, is the Supreme Court going to change their opinion? Are they going to go like, oh, you know, maybe we better not do this? You know, they're outside the Supreme Court screaming and yelling and fighting with the police. And, you know, I'm surprised they haven't tried to burn it down yet. So lots of things going on. But we have the Ministry of Truth trying to come into play, although we have some of the people in Congress that are going to try to defund that, since one of the nice provisions of the Constitution is that all bills are raising revenue originate in the House. So hopefully we'll get some Congress people up there that are going to tighten up the apron strings on that money bag and keep Sleepy Joe and his hoe from getting to him and setting up a Ministry of, you know, every time I hear that Ministry of Truth, I keep thinking of one of the Twilight Zone episodes. And I'll tell you. So I like to thank everybody that's helped us out. We had some nice donations come in. Somebody in Virginia was very kind and sent something in. We really appreciate it. And for all of you that have been doing that either on a whenever basis or a monthly basis, thank you very much. We really appreciate it. Helps keep RBN going. And we look forward to serving this group of people that are listening to us forever and ever, as long as we can do it. So without further ado, we'll bring Luca on. I hear you in the background there, buddy.
I'm here.
Say hello to everybody.
I'm here. I'm just feeling really blessed to be on the show and being a part of change that we want. And I'm sitting here getting ready for the show, and I'm on Skype, and all of a sudden I see under the name RBN, I see Waking the Masses and Encouraging the Aware. And I'm going, I like that. You know, because that's what we're trying to do, and you know, it's good to be on board with the right people finally. So I'm just happy to be along, and I'm really eager to learn. I mean, I'm offering a perspective called Learn to Unlearn, which is probably, I could just summarize it to be my hope to be the bridge between people that don't know anything and the people that know a lot. So you can just, you know, hop by me on the way and, oh, yep, I'm, you know, I know about this, I know about that, I can help you with this and that. If you don't know about this, go see this person. You know, we all learn like that. There's no ego at all. Zero. So I'm good to see you, Tom.
Yes, indeed. I, you know, it's been, what, 2 weeks now since we were last on, and I'll tell you, it's things are really going nuts. They're printing money like it's, you know, my dad always told me that money didn't grow on trees. Boy, was he wrong about that, you know. And how, you know, the interest rates have jumped over the last 3 months. The interest rates have jumped like 2.5 percentage points, and the, you know, it's going to, it's really going to cause a problem for a lot of people, a lot of businesses that are, you know, in dire need of funds to keep going, let alone the interest rate that the federal government has to pay on all this fake paper money that they're printing up. And it's just, I heard something earlier, I couldn't catch it completely. I think I was listening to Fox, and they were talking about that somewhere they're going to be able to reduce the the deficit, like $1.5 trillion? Really? That's a magic trick I'd like to watch, because you know what? That's a rabbit I don't think they can pull out of a hat.
No, no, you know, like, I'm going back to what you said earlier. It's really cool. You were talking about money growing on trees.
Yes, I did.
The traditional Lakota, way, way, way back, they had it. They had a name for that. They called it Mashishka. And that was the closest translation. It would be poisoned leaves, like poisoned paper, you know? It's really cool. So they would call it Mashishka. You know, you and your Mashishka, you go, you know? It would be like poisoned leaves. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Well, I read something that the Native Americans didn't even have anything semblance of money. If they basically traded for things. And
yeah, it was bartering. You know, it was bartering, looking at you in the eyes and good intent.
And if you were poor and couldn't afford it, people, you know, they would make sure that somehow you got it, I guess. But, you know, the old if you don't work, you don't eat thing kind of, you know.
Let me put it to you this way very quickly. The and it's not the chief either. Chief and tribe and, you know, council. And those are all European phrases. It's the leader. The leader would of the tribe would go around on foot to everybody, to the elders, to the women and children, and to the sick, and he'd ask if he can help. And then he would go to the person who has the smallest, the most dilapidated house on the reserve, and he'd want a house looking just like that, because he doesn't want to have more than what the poorest on his reserve has. That's their way of thinking. It's like, I'm not going to be rich without you being rich with me. You know, and that's how I am. So if I get rich, everybody's going to be in trouble. So...
Well, I would, you know, always like to make sure that, you know, everybody has, you know, the minimum what they need to exist, you know, and exist comfortably, you know. But hey, I you know what? I've been working since I was, I don't know, I can't even think, 9 years old, 8 years old, when we the house we lived in, we had three fireplaces. And my father worked for the phone company, and he used to bring home the telephone poles that they were taking down because they were replacing them with the ones that had the creosote on them. And every day he brought two or three poles home, and he would cut them up because I was too young to use a chainsaw, and probably cut my damn leg off, you know. And yep. He would cut them up into log sizes, and then I had a sledgehammer and wedges. And I'd split them up, and I'd work on that all spring and summer and fall. And by winter, I'd have 20 cords of wood stacked up, and we used a lot of that for heating the home. And my dad had a little Chevy Apache pickup truck, and we would sell a load of firewood for $20. How's that, man? You know, a truckload of firewood, and I would get half, and that's
The way the indigenous work is the way we're going to have to get back to, and those who can't won't make it. It's as simple as that. There's no middle of the road. You either give or you're a taker. There's no middle of the road anymore. Let me give you a quick example. You set up a fox trap, and all of a sudden you catch a wolverine. And, you know, you're up north in the woods, and the wolverine brings back really good money, $2,500 for this guy in his, you know, 20s or so. He's young, and he's working for the elders, and he goes to trap, and he catches animals, and he hangs them on the door and runs away so he doesn't get caught doing it, because he doesn't want people to see who's doing it. That's what integrity is, okay? So he takes this wolverine, he gets $2,500. You're in the dead of winter. This guy thinks two seasons ahead and buys two or three, I think it was, three of those air conditioning units, and, you know, something nobody would think about. And that summer, the most beautiful sound for him was the whirring and that, you know, the sound of the air conditioner going, and all the elders, you know, cramped in that little space, you know, all happy because it, you know, it's cool, and that's what he wanted, and that's what he thought of. You know, you go outside and you don't even know who your neighbor is, and you drive 30 miles to go see somebody you know. That's what they want. It's easier to control, right? It's easier to divide and conquer that way. But that's, anyway, it's a good story. And it really made me happy to see that, too, on RBN's website. There are tags for Indian or Indigenous. And I went, oh, right. Because my thing is learn to unlearn. And it's all about matriarchy. And that's about coming back to where we're supposed to be. Otherwise, we won't make it. So that's my message.
Yeah. Well... my wife was born in Alaska, and although she's an Air Force brat, I call her my tall blue-eyed blonde Eskimo. And you know what she thinks? You know, I don't know. I know a lot of these shows they're all kind of made up sort of thing. You know, I mean, some of it's real, but like I watched that Life Below Zero.
Yeah,
and they talk about the indigenous people there that have been living off the land. Although, I grew up in upstate New York, where it was, you know, we'd get 6 foot of snow over a nightfall because we lived right on a lake, and it was freezing. And you know what? For years and years, I put up with that, and finally decided I had enough of the ice and snow and cold weather. And moved to Texas, you know, for multiple reasons. I moved down here, one to help John Stattmiller and RBN and keep them, you know, help keep the place running, which is funny. When I turned on Monday, I was listening Monday, and I heard they were playing a broadcast of John Stattmiller's show. I said, that son of a gun, he faked his death and he's back. And I was like, oh, I'm going to strangle him when I get down here. So,
yeah, but if I come back, I'm going to come back. Yeah.
It was good to hear his voice again. And, you know, miss him a lot, and having calls with him at all hours of the day and night, and, you know, just going, discussing a lot of different things. But I don't know.
It's a real honor, though. It's a real honor for me to be on his show, also on this show in particular, you know, and being a co-host with V on the Red Pill Hardcore Radio show, you know, and it's allowing me to bring what I've learned to the network. And it's, you know, I think it's going to be welcome, because it's all about Native American prophecies. It's all about matriarchy. It's all about, you know, all of the attributes. Like, if you can think of all the things we shouldn't be doing right now. And, you know, just jumping back to your list the list of things that we had to talk about tonight, that looks like that list that V and I went through last night about, you know, how to divide and conquer, how to break up the country. Let's see, you know, vaccines, GMOs, fluoride, you know, going down the list. That's all they're doing. That's what that nonsense Ministry of Truth is. They're actually reviving the propaganda with Hitler, because now everybody's going, oh, Ministry of Truth, oh, Hitler. That's exactly what they want. Keep the lie going, right? That's what I think personally. Tell me I'm wrong. But, you know, everything you mentioned, just those things that are going on right now, and that leak, right, that leak made by who? Well, the judges. Well, the judge system is made by what? Freemasons. Oh, okay. And the person above controlling everybody and telling everybody what to do is, you know, I think it's all staged, personally.
Well, it's definitely, this was definitely done intentionally.
It's ridiculous.
To, you know, to stir up trouble and just try to put the Republicans in, you know, a bad light. Because, you know, what's her name? The newest judge, the little blonde woman, can't think of her name. And a couple of the others that have just, you know, some of the recent Trump appointees, I can't remember their names because it doesn't matter to me, you know, who's up there. They're all crooks. Hang on, folks, we got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Quick breaks.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, I know. A lot of times I listen and I don't want to interrupt them. So it wasn't so distracting to my thought process. I don't want to leave them on, on real low volume while we're
talking. Already forgot what I was going to say.
Yeah. Well,
we were on the SCOTUS leak. Okay, we were on the SCOTUS leak.
You forgot. So anyway, they were talking about. If they, whoever made this leak, they'll never get a job. Their career is over, and they'll never, make it through, whatever level of legal training or what they're at. You know what? If it turns out that it was one of these, you know, liberal aides to the judges, you know, they were doing the clerks and whatnot. You know what? They'll have a job before they get out of there. They'll be, you know, somebody will grab them up one of these liberal law firms. So, but you know, confidentiality is really gone out the window, and you know, I'm a paralegal and I understand a lot of that, and you know, it's, you know, confidentiality is one of the biggest things you have to depend on in order for things to work right, you know, because if, you know, if a judge is going to make a ruling and it gets out ahead of time, it just blows the whole theory of equal justice right out the window. And we can see that with the people, these Looney Tunes that are out there, you know, standing on a courthouse. And you know what? You have a right to protest. You have a right to object, but you don't have a right to threaten, to coerce, to cajole, to injure or do property damage. Yeah, that's not part of your right of dissent, you know. So it's. And if it was one of the judges, we may never know who it was, but if it, you know, it just depends on whether who it is, whether they're going to release that information or not. So, you know, you had something to say you wanted to say about it too.
Yeah, in a different light though, I love giving the Bill of Rights as an example of what's left of it, as an example of what they're trying to do. Like slowly trash the Constitution, making allowances for themselves, what they can do to please themselves for the moment, and then doing so with impunity. Like they're not even hiding anything anymore. Everything's transparent. But like, you know, Article 1, for those who might be more familiar with the Bill of Rights, Article 1 is replaced with Occupy. Article 2 is going to be replaced with gun control. Article 3, asset forfeiture. Article 4, the Patriot Act. Article 5, NDAA. They have one for every single one of the 10 of them. Indefinite detention, military tribunal, enhanced interrogation, judicial activism. And finally, for Article 10, they have federal supremacy. So, okay, they built the court system. They invent the laws. Then they can twist them and amend them and break them and rewrite them whenever they want, just like they did with the Indians. No different, right?
That's correct.
It's really, you know, how did they get where they are? Well, they stole the resources. They killed the people here. Then they brought the black people in because the Indians were suiciding themselves too fast. You know, and this is like a huge karma coming back around. That's what I think. It's the veil's lifting and everything's cracking and more people are seeing what's going on and they're making more mistakes than ever, but it would be financial or career suicide to go and stand up against them, right? That's probably why nobody is doing anything.
I don't know if it's just because it won't do any good or people just don't care or are interested or...
Ask Jordan Maxwell. Yeah. They don't care.
That's you know what? Says. You mentioned him 2 weeks ago, and I just I was listening to a lecture on his. I know it was a year or more old, and it was really interesting. Was talking about the Catholic Church and all that, because I was raised Roman Catholic and went to Catholic school for my first 5 years until I got kicked out for breaking a bully's jaw. And
there you go.
Oh, here we go again. We got another break, folks. Hang on.
He doesn't want to hear you talk about that.
Coming up. Yeah, I know. See you in a few. 512-248-8252. Come on, give us a call and make this an interesting couple hours.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
This is your Liberty Minute for day 776 of 15 Days to Flatten the Curve. The Wuhan Flu Federal Emergency Declaration was renewed on February 18th by President Biden. But yesterday, Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "We are certainly right now in this country out of the pandemic phase." So the 15 days to flatten the curve started 776 days ago. The CDC eviction moratorium lasted over a year before it was declared unconstitutional. The public transit mask mandate lasted over 2 years before a judge struck it down. The fight over mandating the emergency use of experimental vaccines continues in courts even after thousands have lost their jobs. Is there any chance government spending in the name of coronavirus will end before 2030? Not if the progressives and fearmongers get their way. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, see this Pacem Parabellum.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Alrighty, folks, we are back. And no callers today, huh? Everybody sleeping out there? You know? What's going on? We're going to get into a subject matter that Luca wants to delve into, and it's regarding our buddies at the Alphabet Soup Agency, the CIA.
Do you remember Assange coming out saying that almost? Almost, okay, that's the key word. Almost all terror plots are created by the FBI as their business model. That's what the quote was. So,
oh yeah, you gotta create a problem in order to have a resolution that you can deal with.
Right, and like nobody sees that. And I have a video that we're gonna hear later on called Memorial Lies, where I'm just spelling out the lie that they created. And the truth that they created afterwards just to keep the lie going. And that's it. And everybody's just asleep. Nobody sees anything like that. And I fell on this Doug Valentine, who's an ex-CIA guy. And he's, you know, it's amazing. He says, for 70 years, the CIA has been working to undermine and occupy Ukraine. Diddly-diddly, to bring down Russia. Using such things as paramilitaries, right-wing groups, he said right-wing Nazi groups. I'd rather leave that word out, if you don't mind, because nobody really understands that word except for very few people. Corrupt politicians and businessmen, coup with an S, and warfare in the eastern Ukraine region of the Donbass. And I just took the three best minutes from that nine-minute video to share with you guys whenever you guys want to run that.
All right, we'll take it away.
So the CIA has been developing fascist assets in the Ukraine for 70 years. And every year since 1948, when the CIA went into operation, it has had a station in the Ukraine with a CIA officer who's running operations. And those operations have all been directed against first the Soviet Union and after the collapse of the Soviet Union, against Russia. There's a lot of momentum that has built up over 75 years. Vast agent nets have been put in place. Sleeper agents have been in place for decades, and they're all working against Russia, which is why nowadays it's so hard for the mainstream media and the government to shift and even consider for a moment having good relations with Russia. NATO, its whole mandate and its whole reason for its existence has been to threaten and roll back Russia and eventually sabotage and subvert it and put it out of business. And Ukraine, the CIA's operations in the Ukraine are the cutting edge vanguard of this effort. So if you look at recent events in Ukraine, you have to see them in that context. How, for decades, the CIA has been trying to recruit Ukrainian politicians, Ukrainian businessmen who are sympathetic and compatible with Western American ideas and values and interests of fighting against the Russians, and recruiting them and putting them in place and setting them up with bank accounts, giving them paramilitary training. Everything the CIA does across the board, the Ukraine has been the vanguard of this operation against Russia. The details are in my book, The CIA's Organized Crime, how this works at the agent level, how the CIA would go around and work with, after the coup that threw out a pro-Russian government and installed a pro-American, anti-Russian government, how the CIA already had security services and military people in place who were able to create private militias that would then work against individuals in the Ukraine who were pro-Russian. How they, just like treating it like South Vietnam or any other country that the United States occupies. And exactly, that is the situation in the Ukraine. The United States occupies Ukraine. Its government is an occupation government that's supported and funded and directed by the United States. And the businessmen and the military people and the politicians that support the Americans benefit, and those who don't are put on hit lists and they're targeted. And that's basically the history and the summary of what's going on in the Ukraine. And the CIA, through its agent operations, which have been in place for 70 years, is at the vanguard of that operation.
So, and then you have memes going around that show you the damage that the CIA has done to how many countries worldwide since the end of World War II, let's say. We've killed 30 million or more, depending on who you talk to, worldwide. Coup d'etats, rigging elections, CIA, whatever, that's what they do. And poor JFK was trying to clean house, right? No, can't do that. Wow.
Yeah, they're bad guys. That's what they do. Quoting a movie.
See, and I'm not going to change the subject, but Trump is no different. I'm sorry. Trump is another... He's another asset. He's another chess piece. He's, when you get up there, like up there with Elon Musk as well, you all have something to do with it. Right up to Klaus Schwab, who's, a Rothschild on what? His mother's side, is it? I believe that that's what's coming out. It's ridiculous. Everybody's just in on it. They're in on the fun, and we ain't. How did George Carlin say that? We're not. It's a big club, but we ain't in it.
Yep, it's their club, and we ain't in it. I know. I've seen that multiple times. Well, you know, it's just like the way they get us into wars and every other situation is, you know, if they tried to just come at us and say, hey, we need to do this, that, or the other thing, people would like, you know, you're out of your mind. We're not going to do that. So they create a situation that requires us to say, hey, you got to do something about that. And, you know, you have our blessing. So what was it? Synthesis, antithesis, and what was the three? I forget. Trying to think of what it is. I just had it a minute ago.
Don't you hate that? I got to write stuff down now.
You wouldn't do anything. You know, they would. It's just like the gun laws. You know, oh, you know, we need to take all your guns away. Are you out of your mind? Get out of here. You know, oh, but, you know, people are being killed left and right, and guns are Oh, well, maybe we need to do something to take these guns from people, you know. So
right.
It's all a set. You know, I used to build surveillance gear. I used to build surveillance equipment, hidden cameras, microphones, transmitters, install all kinds of stuff. And we did that for the FBI, the Secret Service, U.S. Customs. I think there was a dabble in there with the NSA and all that. And, you know, we, after a while, when I saw, I said, you know, like, what are they, like, you know, we sold the FBI, you know, in one shot, you know, we sell them 500 or 600 miniature color cameras in one shot, you know, and we finally figured out what they were doing with them. They're setting up one room in every major hotel in every city, and when they need to do a sting or a surveillance, you know, they just funnel these people into those particular rooms. They're all set up, and they pay for them, and you know, they're all wired for sound and video. And It's just amazing that some of the stuff, you know, you had some of these technologies like you got the right, you know, the current one was like Stingray. Stingray was a portable cell phone tower. You basically could take out to, you know, let's say January 6th, and you set that thing up, and it will intercept all the text messages, phone calls going from your cell phone to the physical, real T-Mobile, Verizon, Sprint towers, and it would be in the middle. It would do a man in the middle intercept, and they would be able to track everything, know whose phone it was, who you were, what number you were calling from, what number you were calling to or texting to, and they would capture all that information. For years, they didn't. That was like really, really top secret. Nobody wanted to do it, you know. And it was even, you know, back years ago when they had Carnivore. Carnivore was a keyword detection system that if you said certain words or certain words in a certain order, that it would flag those recordings, and then they would be routed to someone to sit, you know, a human being, a human tell to take a listen and see just what it was about. You know, you could be mixing words in a sentence and have absolutely, you know, very innocuous meanings, but somebody, you know, sometimes the computer, at least back then, the computers couldn't decipher between what you were saying and whether it was a threat assessment level intercept or, you know, or not. So, but any of you people out there that saw Enemy of the State with Gene Hackman and Slap Him Silly Will Smith.
yeah.
I gotta add that in.
Or The Bourne Conspiracy.
A lot of that equipment was mine that I built and was used in that movie. In fact, when they went into the spy shop to buy the surveillance gear to bug the senator's room, the guy behind the counter, Steve, was my partner. And it was intriguing, you know. But a lot of that stuff, I mean, the tracking from satellite, you know, for the surveillance, and these little transmitters that he had hidden in his shoes and his wallet and clothing, that, you know, that's all bogus, you know.
You
see this movie... see these movies out there where they, this guy's got this little thing, it's about the size of a bee, you know, and they go stick it up in the corner of a room, or they hide it behind a bookshelf or whatever, and this thing transmits 22,500 miles into space to a satellite. Sorry, but it's just not the way it works. You know, most of the stuff, you know, where's the power coming from? You know, all, you know, when you have a transmitter, a receiver is one thing. When you listen to a radio, it doesn't draw, use a lot of power. But boy, when you're transmitting either audio, video, or both, you need power. And where is the power? It's all drama. So, but, you know, I know there is technology out there that, you know, is very microscopic, but you still, I don't care what it is, you got to have power.
You sound like you just described several scenes in the Bourne conspiracy movies, the four movies about Bourne.
Yep.
That's what they do. You know, they're in London and, you know, they pick that guy up. Yeah, I want to know who he's talking to, you know, and they run through it and, you know,
Well, with the right equipment, you can narrow in on cell phones and all that. I mean, yeah. We used to. I don't remember if you remember the old. It was a Panasonic.
The dishes. The dishes that you can point to people and hear what they had, one of those too in the Bourne movies.
Well, I have a bionic ear. That I have. I've had it for years and years. I use it for, you know, listening to different things. You know. You know, mostly nature things, but it is a small, I think it's about a 12-inch plastic dish, and it has a microphone pickup in it that you can either use without the dish, and if you really want to focus in on sound, you put it in that dish, and I'll tell you what, it'll pick up a mouse fart at 100 yards, and so that, you know, and that's old technology. You know, you see these guys, they're on a surveillance and they're in a public place, and guy's got a directional mic hidden in a newspaper rolled up on his lap or in a thing. You know, that stuff's real. I mean, you can pick it up. I mean, otherwise you're going to have wind noise. You're going to have other interference. So if you have a really good directional microphone, you can pick up. If Tom from Baltimore is listening, I'm not sure what he worked with in the police department, but, you know, he may be able to comment on that too. And, but, you know, technology's there. I mean, this stuff's getting better and better by the minute. But, you know, now that was another thing that we were talking about that I said I was going to mention, was that the CDC purchased the tracking information for millions of people's cell phones to see whether people actually, you know, stayed home during the pandemic, what they did, where they went, who they were seeing, you know, were they going, you know, just to the shop, supermarket and back or whatever. I mean, that's outrageous. I mean, that is absolutely, even though, you know, it's, there's no name or phone number, supposedly there's no name or phone number attached to that data. But, you know, it's just an easy thing to do. So, you know
what I'm thinking?
Really aggravates me.
You know what I'm thinking? You have to remember that everything that you believe to be true came from history's greatest liars. This is what I learned today. And then it says, furthermore, that these great liars, they were also your brutal colonizers and enslavers. And it says, think long and hard about these facts when insisting that what you've been taught is true. And I thought, what a good way to put it. Like, so I challenge myself now. I make damn sure that what I'm coming out with is, you know, is verifiable at least, and that, you know, rings true with me and resonates to the best of my ability, right? That's the whole idea. Because we weren't there. We'll never know what the 100% truth is. So all we can do is go on lies. That's all we have.
Yep. Well, thanks to our friend Wayne. It's thesis, antithesis, and synthesis. So I'm not sure if that's exactly the correct order, but I'll take his word for it.
There
so
you go.
Thank you very much, Wayne. And also, you know, there is a there's something else I wanted to bring up. I'm going to look at it real quick here, and it is where did it go? Has anybody out there, or even you, Luca, or whoever, have you ever heard of something called scalar light technology? One of our other listeners, Chuck in Ohio, sent this to me. Scalar light, welcome to the era of quantum healing, enhancing your spiritual and energetic state of being, and removing negative, let's see, was it removing negative, I guess, if you have illnesses. Oh, we got another break. I'll finish it on the other side. Hang on there, folks. 512-248-8252. We got a couple people waiting, so we'll get to you after the break.
Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
You know that nothing beats a storable food stockpile for readiness, but there are two problems with storable food. It's expensive, and eventually it runs out. Then what? What happens to you or your family when there's not enough food to go around? In a true survival scenario, you need a renewable food source. That's why Seed Armory has developed a survival-grade seed vault that can produce over $25,000 worth of crops from just one kit. Unlike other seed vaults, we don't inflate our seed counts with fillers. All our seeds are 100% heirloom and non-GMO. Not a green thumb? Don't worry. We've written an easy-to-follow guide to guarantee your success from planting to harvest. For a limited time, we're offering an additional 10% off your order when you enter the code RBN at checkout. Go to seedarmory.com. That's seedarmory.com. Don't wait. Like everything else, seeds are in short supply.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All righty, kind of appropriate music. It's a shame I'm not sitting behind the red, white, and blue microphone at the famed RBN Studios, where our famous leader, John Stadtmiller, always sat. But sometimes I get to get into the studio and sit there and just, you know, think about when I'd sit across the table from him while he was doing his show and help him out. Anyway, I was talking about this thing called Scalar Light, and supposedly you can upload a facial photo of a person or a pet, and in some manner, way, or shape, or form, they can analyze that photograph, and due to whatever they call it, contains a unique scalar light signature. This could be used to transmit and deliver scalar light energy to you. I tend not to try to poo-poo anything that sounds like voodoo magic, but that's on the border. I mean, I understand quantum mechanics, and I know that they have proven that atoms can react in a similar fashion, if not identically, even though they're separated by multiple miles, if not thousands of miles, that an action against one atom will cause the other one to reproduce the same results. So that will be a question for James when we get to him. And first we're going to take David in Massachusetts, line one. David, hello.
Zionazi Zelensky. Does that resonate? Zionazi Zelensky?
I'm gonna let Luca handle that. He's an expert in that area, I think.
I'm not sure what he's even saying.
Zionazi Zelensky.
Are you talking about Zelensky from Ukraine? So that he's
okay.
Because
I'm hearing Zionist, I'm hearing Nazi, and I'm hearing something else that I didn't understand. So I was kind of scratching my head there. You mean Zelensky, right?
Yeah, is that right? Over in the Ukraine, Zionazi, yes. Zelensky.
Yeah. Yes, Zionazi Zelensky.
He's a Zionazi.
We have to, I mean, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, Tom, but I really think we should be careful with the word Nazi when we use it, because everything's propagandized now. So I would call him a Zionist.
No, I'm going to hang up. I didn't say Nazi. I said Zionazi. I said Zionazi, not Nazi.
Okay.
So you're using a compound word to describe someone. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah, because right, you know, like it's like counterproductive. It's like A and B or A and Z together. You know,
yeah.
You can't have both together.
Well, he just wasted a couple of minutes there during the break. Oh, well. So, all right, top of the hour coming up, and we're going to get to the rest of your calls. So, thank you very much for hanging in there, and we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC. Somersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.